Oh, hi everybody. It's Tuesday, September 13th, and we did see two films today, but the second one we saw, I didn't even like well enough to be willing to talk about it. So I'm going to follow W.H. Auden's dictum about that one and just not say anything at all. It was The Mountain. And
except it sucked?
Yeah, it pretty much sucked. But the earlier one we saw, Roman Circuit, was pretty intriguing. Certainly not a perfect film, but pretty cool. That was about a neuropsychologist doing experiments on memory migration in the brain. And
does that exist?
I'm pretty sure it does, Paul.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I am too. I want to follow up on it, but it seems to me I've read some papers about it, or read some abstracts of papers about it, or read some articles in Scientific American or New Scientist or something about it. But that could be a manufactured memory. Ooh. But anyway, I think originally a very linear story that later got jumbled up and mixed up in the editing room pretty heavily to mostly pretty intriguing effect. So, it kind of almost felt like, I at least felt like I was the subject of a memory migration experiment. Like if they'd had the EEGs hooked up to me, they might have seen different parts of my brain lighting up when I saw different bits, because they would introduce an element of something and not explain it, and then something would loop around and come back to it later, and just you'd have that little aha moment. A lot of films try to do that. Not all of them succeed. This one succeeded pretty well, but the ending was a little underwhelming, right?
Well, I didn't really cotton on to what was going on at the end. You had to explain it to me.
Yeah, that's never a good sign. But I appreciated the effort, and I enjoyed the Q&A with Sebastian Brahm. And I even talked to him one-on-one a little bit after the film. And it looks like one of the problems was, I think his producers kind of bullied him into shortening and changing the subtitles, which, when you consider this, the subject matter of this film, it's, you know, neuroscience, it's pretty hard to boil that down into pithy little sound bites. And when you're doing it from one language to another, it's even tougher. And I noticed right away that the subtitles weren't really anything close to verbatim from the Spanish to the English, and that there were some pretty wide divergences. It was never complete, you know, not at all the thing being typed on the screen, but sometimes it was a little weird, and sometimes it was a lot weird, and he was really upset about it, and I came away with the impression that he was going to maybe have another fight with his producers or whoever made that decision. So it's quite possible that you who get to see Roman Circuit next will see a slightly different film with better subtitles. I would hope so. But even if it's this version, I think it's still worth catching, especially if you're interested in brains, Sarah. And that's it. Good night.